Yeah, so this is the Tava Shasi. So we have a member of Rabbi Tava Shasi, and he stole it with Munzels, now it's Tava Shasi, it's with Wizzles, so he pays for Wizzles. The rest is involved in the seal, because they wish I took a gozolo, and this time called a gozolo, and Misham and Shasi Zay. So we saw, the toilet posha to Pshat in the Gemara, is that it's not Stam Achiv Masik. But rather, it's a hemshuk of the original Meisig Neiv, the Meisig Yisoy, of Chaim, that's the Gneiv HaRichto. I wanted to add to that, it's Yishtavshus Bechet. Just like the Gemara says by Tchichu Mechira, it's Yishtavshus Bechet, the Nesivis, that up till now he only took it out of the Bailam Zeshus, now he's being marked more from the Bailam. So it's all a hemshuk and a continuation of the original Meisig Zela, or the original Meisig Neiv. So other than the Rashi and Samach Vov, that Tavar Shasuki Mechayev Kepel Dalav Hei. Mazik's not Mechayev Kepel Dalav Hei. Even Gizela's not Mechayev Kepel Dalav Hei. So how's it Mechayev Kepel Dalav Hei? A Korchuk that it's a Maisik Neva. It's a Hemshech even though it's not me Beis Eish. Tainat the Tzayis. Where's the Begunah from Beis Eish? It's a Hemshech of the Begunah from Beis Eish. It's the Shtashis Bechet of the Begunah from Beis Eish. Really, it's able to be Mechayev Kepel and Dalav Hei. So we saw the same thing in the Ritva in Ksuv Islam and Beis. If it says Gonav Shabbos V'Talmach Bechol, the Tficha itself is already, even though on the Gnebi was Kimmel Grabne, the Tficha itself is already is a new, is Mechayivim, Karen also, and Kefal Dalai Behei. Apparently the Karen of Gneva, because if it's not the Karen of Gneva, how would you have Kefal Dalai Behei? And he's Medamah to the Dnev Tavra Oishasio. And the MS is, it's only it's a Ritva, but the Ra'ah and the Ritva, but the Ra'ah and the Ritva himself bring it to Shem Rashi. They had a Gis and Rashi, maybe a Madur and Rashi, the Rashi himself said the word. It's the Deacon in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Gonav et Tovach b'Shabbos, who's Kimli Dramine, why not Gonav b'Shabbos et Tovach b'Chol? So they bring the Shem Rashi, and it's that Gonav b'Shabbos et Tovach b'Chol will be Chayav Kepel Dal Vahe, because the Karen will be Mechayav. And that seems very wrong with the Rashi and Samach Vob, that Tavah Shasik be Mechayav Kepel and Dal Vahe, it's not a mere Mazik. And it's Madurik and Lashon in the Gemara, and that's the Dumbab, who Shayat the Kagozo, they don't have to take it a step further. Not only is it a gzela, but if the original gzela was a gneva, then it's a hemshech in the gneva as well. That's from on the one end. Be'idoch could be the rishayim mechayil. First of all, the tzaisus thing. The tzaisus it's a masik ba'alma. It's a masik ba'alma. Moreover, could be the rishayim also the way I mentioned the chidush Eran over there in Bab Metziah Mem Gimel, and the Nemukhi Yosef. When they quote the Gemara, they for sure don't quote the part of Isnan Kolagazlon Misham and Kishas Exel. That maybe they didn't have in the Girsa. But even the part of the Gemara that says Bishaita Kagozalo, when they quote the Gemara, they quote Bishaita Kamaziklo. So I don't know if they had a different Girsa in the Gemara, or they understood that the Loshan Kagozal is Labdafka, but they sound Kipshutai that they understand that it's a regular Chiyuv Mazik like the Ksais. And that Mr. Kubit is arrived from the Ramban also, that the Ramban also holds the way. Because the Ramban, there in Bamatsiyah Mem Gimel, it's a number of days. But the Ramban there in Bamitzia asks, he says, what's Rabbi's Chiddush? Feshtetz, if he broke it, it was worth 4 zuz. So obviously, it's Chayav 4 zuz. Why is that even a Chiddush? Ramban answers that I would have had a halamina that maybe since a Ganav is kinder the Chayfetz, this Chayav Ba'ainsin, so maybe it's even Kamalei B'shusay if he breaks it. And it's considered to be the Ganav broke his own Chayfetz. So the rabbi is telling me that no, he's kind of lenient einsin, but it's not his legamri, and therefore if he breaks it, he's still chadif. Which obviously is reminiscent of what the lashonis der man. You take a look inside. The lashonis der man and mamish the same lashonis as the gemara where it's an hedinayin base. That's mamish gemara. It's an hedinayin base where Rav said that if you steal a behe, if you steal a chavis from machteris, you don't have to give the chavis itself back. Kimli d'rabbi, what kimli d'rabbi? The chavis still there. So Rav says, since Yechayev is kind of in the instant, so it's Kamalei B'Shusay L'Gamrei. So Ramban seems to be saying that Rav is telling me that Rav is wrong. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, V'loy. That Rav is wrong, and that it's not the Ganav's, and therefore if he breaks it, he's Chayev Daud. That's the Ramban. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Din of Tavah Shasi is not merely a Mais and Mazik, it's a whole fancy word to the Gnei Barichta, Mishtarash Bechet, it's L'Chayev Kepel, and Daud Vey, and so on and so forth, so then it's a very big Kiddush. So Ramban telling me, what's Ramban asking? What's the Chiddush? It's big Chiddushim. The Chayyur, it's Mashm Ramban that it's not big Chiddushim. It's a regular Maisim Mazik. You know, it doesn't say the words. But there's an indication, I think, in the Ramban that he holds like the Ran, like they're like the Mufi Yosef, he understood that really Rabbah's not saying anything fancy. Pashut chayv dalit because he broke it when it was worth dalit, and the Rabbah needed to say it because I would have thought maybe the gneiva belongs to him, it belongs to the gan. Kamash malon. So maybe there's an indication here that this machlokes l'ksos in the nesivus is and the nesivus as amplified by the Mimosha and Rav Chaim, maybe it's really machlokes rishayim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Mekeisa, they understood b'shayt the kamazik law that it's a pashut b'chiyam mazik. And on one hand, and on the other hand, we have the indication in Rashi in Samachvav and the Rashi that the Rishonim bring in Ksuvas Lamed Beis that we don't have, and the Ritva in Ksuvas, that it's more than a Maisa Mazik, it's a Maisa Gneva that could be Mechayiv even Kefil and Dalad Vehei, with the Hezber of the Imri Moshe, that it's a Gneva Arichva, even though it's not Mivei Seish, but it's a Gneva, it's a Hemshech of the original Gneva. And I want to add that the idea that it's learned out from Tficho Mechira. That we wanted to, I explained the other day that that's maybe a hesber why Rashi says that the mechira is like tavra. Prager asks, why is mechira like tavra? What does mechira have to do with tavra? Didn't break it. It's still around. Where's the tavra? But tell me, if the whole din of tavra shasi is based on the concept of tavachumacha, the Gemara says is called dan samaches, is called mishtarish bechet or shana bechet. It is a going deeper into the ma'aseh gneva. Doing the mice and bilus in the name, or whatever the hezber is, but the Torah said the tavach umachar is called either mishtarish bechet or shana bechet, and that's the paradigm for the whole notion of tavah. So mele mechira is about a tavah in the chatavah gedolah mizu. This is the tavah the Torah talks about. However, adayin yesh la'ayin, according to Rashi the Ritva, the Rabbah's din of tavah shasi is a maisik neva. So being mishtarish bechet in the original ma'aseh neva, able to mechayev kefil and dalad v'hei. So where did they get that from? Where did Rashi and the Ritva get that from? I mean, that's a very big bombshell. That tavush as is not merely a ma'aseh mazik. It's a kind of ma'aseh neva, mechayev kefil dalad v'hei. Where did they get it from? The Ritva says he got it from tavush as. Where does it say it in tavush as? Maybe tavush as is just a mazik. So Mustamin got it from the Lashon Gemar. The Lashon Gemar of Mitzia is Boshayt Kadozulah, the Stan, Kalakazlan, Misham, Kshas Exela. The Gemar Taki makes it sound. Maybe Hadorim Noitim, they had the Girs of Istan. But at Kopanim, but they certainly had the Girs of Kagozulah, Boshayt Kagozulah. Rashi quotes the Lashon of that Lashon, Boshayt Kagozulah. Rashi, in the beginning of Hagazel Basra, also quotes the use of that Lashon, Boshayt Kagozulah, that he's being Gazelah. The guy who breaks it is being Gazelah. So they understood why he didn't say Mazik. You see, it's not Mazik, it's Gzelah. Why is it Gzela? Because it's a Hemshech, the original Gzela. Come. But then the Shaila obviously presents itself, why did Rabbah need such a fancy word? Why did Gemara need to say such a fancy thing? B'shayta kagozolo, in order to make Chayiv Yidalot. What's wrong with saying the Chayiv Yidalot as Baal Tzmazik? The Gemara in Mem Gimel, Rabbah's memra, that you stole something that was worth one source, and now it's worth four source, and you broke it, and the Chayiv Yidalot, he's not talking about Kefal Daladay. He's not even talking about Gneva, he's talking about a Gazman. He was geizel lechavus. It was worth one zuz. Now it's worth four zuz. And Rabbah says, "Agansa meisa that tavashasi you pay dalit." And the Gemara says a whole hesber v'ushay to kagozelo. Maybe you have the gish of Islam called gozelo mishal mikshas geizel but kapana v'ushay to kagozelo, which Rashi and the Ritva understand to mean that it's a new meisig. That it's not a new, but it's a meisig geizel. It's a shtashus from the meisig geizel, and therefore it has dinim of geizel. And it's the chayiv, and therefore Rashi and the Ritva go a step further, and they say that that's by a gazlan, but by a ganav it becomes b'shayit the kaganav lo. It's the shashis and the gnev, and it's the chayiv kefil v'dal. But hey, akol kamer lemaylo. Why did Gemara need it? Why didn't Gemara say the Gemara is just being down? Rabbah is just being down in chayiv dalazuz. So why not say chayiv dalazuz? How does Gemara know why does Gemara need it? And how does Gemara know that that's what Rabbah means? Rabbah said chayiv dalazuz. The Gemara says my time will because b'shayit the kagozul. So I'm new. It's a nice exhale. How does Gemara know? Maybe it's not a nice exhale. Maybe it's no such thing as exhale richter. Maybe it's pashat the mazik. Like that needs a hezber. The pashat the pshat and Rabbah's memory. Yechayev dal zuz is taka because you're a mazik. And somehow, according to Rashi and the Ritva, according to the Nesivis, the Gemara is saying, no, that's not the pshat. The reason why Yechayev dal zuz is not merely because you're a mazik, but because b'ushay tekad gozla. It's a new nice exhale with the visnan kol agazlan mishal mikshas exhale mechatesa. Why not say you poshut chayiv as masik? Where did the Gemara see in Rabbah anything more than a regular chayiv masik? How does the Gemara know the Rabbah is saying anything more than that? That's the glaring. That's the big. That's the elephant here in the room. No, it's all very nice to say the Ramban is the Gemara, the Pasha Tamazik, and the Nesivis, and Sois and the Ramban, and the Ram, and the Nesivis, and the Rashi, and the Ritva, they learn the Gemara, but Shaitek and Kozel, no, it's a fancy Gzela Ritva. But the Kash is, why did the Gemara say that? What's wrong with the Maisa Mazik? Where did Mazik disappear to? And Mazik is a sufficient explanation to explain why a Chayav Dalav Zuz. It's enough to say that he's a Mazik. So I think there's many possibilities here. I want to walk through a few possibilities, and there's others I'm not even going to bother to go to walk through, but there's many machshavas that come to mind. Davar Rishon, say, the Gemara talks in the beginning of a Gozel Basra, Rav Chisda's member, Gozel Ubalin Yisyashu Habayim, Ubalachir Ochlo, Yotzum Yisekayim, Yotzum Yisekayim. Somebody stole something. Bailam, meanwhile, not in Miyai. Somebody comes in his mazik. Eats it up. So the Bailam could be goyven not only from the gazlin, but they could be goyven now from the mazik, from the oichel as well. The Rashi over there says, because the oichel is, it's kilu, he was goyzlit from the Bailam. But there's another indication there also in Rashi. He doesn't say he was mazik. The oichel, Rashi doesn't say he was mazik. He's a gazlin. He's goyzlit. So A, you see again, Rashi Shito. That Tavashas is a Gzela, not a Mazik. And on Rashi, we have the same question. What do you need? What do you have to come out to God to Gzela? Typically, Mishu Mazik. Same question we're asking on the Gemara. You can ask on the Rashi. Rashi is clearly coming from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But Kapanim, that's the dinner of Chista says that the Gozel of Nisyashu, the Gozel of Nisyashu, Abailim, so that Sen Boachar Ba'acholoi, the Bailim to be going from life. So, first of all, it's some Chalik's in the Gemara. Rabbi Bar Chista, Rabbi Bar Chan over there is Chalikar of Chista. And he says that even before Yush, if somebody comes and he's mazikit, the Bailam cannot be gaiva from the mazik. That's a chiddush. It means a hezbo why that is. But apparently, once there's a gzeil over here, the Bailam lose the right to be tovei anything but the gzeil itself. They lose the right to be tovei the hezbo. So, why that should be so. But that says in the sheet of Rav Chisda's chel, that's the machlokes over there in the Gemara. Well, does that mean that Rav Chisda's chaylik, that Rabbi Bachana rather is chaylik in the Tavu Shasyas? According to Rav Chisda, that if somebody comes in is mazik the chayfets, the Baalim cannot be tavei them. So does that mean that Rav Chisda's chaylik in the din of Tavu Shasyas? Not Rav Chisda, Rabbi Bachana, the Bachtuk of Rav Chisda. So it depends. If you learn that Tavu Shasyas is a maisa mazik, then yeah, l'chara. If you don't hold that a ma'ase mazik is mechayev and exela, then it's not going to be mechayev there either. But if you learn like the nesivus, like Rashi, like the Ritva, that the tarvashas is a ma'ase exela, and befrat with the sof of the meimoshe and Chayim, that it's a gneva richda, and befrat with my extra knesh that it's learned to have from tavach u'mochar that you're being mishtarish v'ched. So avad rabba chan is not chelik and then of tavach u'mochar. That's impossible. Tovach Hamochel, the Torah says, if he mishtarish in the Gnev itself, that the guy, Bailam, can still be Teveya. Rabbi Chana holds that the Bailam can't be Teveya a Mazik. Because the Bailam lose. The stomach comes from the Kinyon Exel. That the Bailam lose other schusim except for the Hashavas Exel itself. Other schusim they don't have. So they can't be Teveya a Mazik. But the Gzel itself, the Gnev itself, they can be Teveya. And if he mishtarish in the Gnev, they can be Teveya that too. But Raya, if it's Tovach Hamochel, they're Teveya the Talibay. So maybe that's already a reason why the Gemara says that Tavashasi is not merely a Maisa Mazik. That would be totally in Rav Chisda and Rav Barchana. It's more than a Maisa Mazik. A Maisa Mazik, according to Rav Barchana, you couldn't be Tavaya. The Bailam couldn't be Tavaya anymore. It's Yishtashis in the original Gzela that the Bailam could be Tavaya. That's number one. Number two, say more, even according to Rav Chisda, we pass like Rav Chisda, that Bachar Ba'ochle, the Bailam could be Tavaya the Oichel. But that's Mavu in the Gemara, that's only Kaidim Yish. Achar Yish, even if Yish is not Kaidim for the Gazlan, which is the Halacha, Yish is not Kaidim for the Gazlan, but if somebody else comes in his Mazikit, after Yish, the Bailam can't be Tevei. That's for sure, after Yish, the Bailam lose all Schusse Momen in the Chayfetz, except for the Hashavas Hagzeil itself, which was Chalad before the Yish. So that they can still be Tevei. Lamanda Omar, that Yish is not Kaidim. That Yish can be is not Kaidim for the Gazlan, which is, of course, the Halacha. But Akapanim, after Yish, less Manda Polig, that although the Bailam could still be Tevei the Gzela from the Gazlan, they cannot be Tevei Chiyuv, they can't be Tevei Masik. Ba'achav Ochli is Fotim. That's the Loshen of Chisda. gozel v'loy nisyashu habaylam b'bachav ochlo. Rotsim is a goy, v'rotsim is a goy. But if it was nisyashu habaylam, then they can't. The baylam can no longer be tovei the gazel. So now yesh lo, and what's the din of tarvus shasi after yesh? What'll be then? The guy with Tony, the gazel stole it. The baylam was nisyash, and now it's tarvus shasi. So I think again, it'll depend. Same cheshbon. If you hold like the ksois that it's a chi of mazik be'alma. So then after Yesh Lechara, we'll be potter. You won't be chayav dalitzus, you'll only be chayav the original gonzus. But if you hold like the nesivis, that it's a chi of gazman, it's a maisik zela, with the emotion of chayim, that it's a zela richta, with my sofa, that it's learned out from tvichu mechira, then a vada that's after Yesh too. Tavach amacha after Yesh, a vada is chayav dalitzay. Unless Yishkadi koni, if Yishkadi koni, not. But if lahalokh, the Yishkadi is not koni, then tavach amacha is certainly chayav after dalitzay, is after Yesh. That's the Gemara Samaches. So the Mela, Gavalik, even the Feeder of Chister, the Rabbi wasn't Mechalik. Rabbi didn't say that Tavashas is Chayiv Dalad Zuz only before Yush. Shmash and Rabbi, that it's Chayiv Dalad, hey, even that it's Chayiv Dalad Zuz, Tavashas is Chayiv Dalad, like the Yukud Ashto, even after Yush. So Raya, that it's not Midin Mazik. Because if it would be a Nuchi of Mazik, then after Yush, there can't be any Nuchi Yubim. A Koch, that's not a Nuchi of Mazik, it's the original, it's a Hemshech of the Maisik Zela, and this becomes the Shasak Neva, the Shasak Zela, because it's a Hemshech of the original Neva, so this now becomes the Shasak Neva. It's not called the Gazon, Mishalim, Shasak Zela. This becomes the Maisik Neva. This becomes the Shasak Neva. That's Mechaya, and therefore therefore you have to pay Dalit. Because you're Mishtarish in the original Maisik Neva. So that's one Mahat. It's a very, very simple Mahat. However, one thing would remain problematic, and that is that's very good in the Gemara and the Messiah, very fine. You have to come out to Vishaitik Agozulo because that's a regular mazik; it wouldn't apply after Yush. But the Chor Adayin Yesh Lain in Rashi and Habesel Basra and Rav Chista himself, when Rav Chista said Gozul v'Nisyash Shavaylim v'Ba'achav v'Yochle Rotsim Yizegoy v'Rotsim Yizegoy, Rav Chista is talking about Koydim Yush, and Rav Chista is going Alibu the Rav Chista, not according to Rav Bachana. So there, Chai Rashi could have said to your post that he's a poshut to mazik. Ba'achav ochli is a regular mazik. Rashi himself says that ba'achav ochli is chayiv din gazel, because as if to say that the ichel is gozel from the bialim. What does Rashi need that for? Yeah, also right. So anyway, I have to say that's also a horror. How can Rashi say that's also a problem? That's a problem all by itself. How can Rashi say that the acher is like a gozel? Tavash Shasi, the whole time we've been talking, the Moshe of Chaim, all this radio we've been saying, when the God himself breaks it. Somebody, so that's Igneva Richter, and it's Mishtar Shpachet, and it's learned out from Tavach HaMachar. If somebody else comes and does it, Avad, you don't have that. L'moshel, the Mishnah of Meruba says, Tevech Acher Aganov is not Chayav Dalad Vehe. Why don't you say it's Igneva Richter, and it's Mishtar Shpachet, and Tavash Shasi can be Chayav Dalad Vehe, like Rashi and Samachvov, and like the Ritva, and so on and so forth. Obviously, the Moshe himself said, because there is an Acher. So the Acher, he's not the Gunav Beis Ha'ish. The Gadav himself could be Mishtarish in the Gunav Beis Ha'ish. But Rashi in Beis Lebastia says that the Acher, the Oichel, has a din of a Gazel. So you have to be Mechalek that a Gadav, the Acher, can't be. Because he didn't have the Gunav Beis Ha'ish. But a Gazlin, since he, Lamaisa, is exacerbating the original Gzela, so a Gazlin is called. Anyway, you have to be Mechalek. But Al Kaponim, what does Rashi need it for? Typically, Mishum Mazik. So that's this mahalach is very maybe answers the Gemara of Mamatziah, which is our main agenda, but it still leaves a little bit unsolved the Rashi and Agaz Lebas. But that's mahalach number one. Maybe it's a different mahalach. I'm related to this one. There's a major yisoid that Chayim said. Many. I mean, from the Rosh Hashiva, Shem Achana, and many others. The Gemara, what they begin with, the point of departure is the Gemara says that Shini is kind. Shini kind, Tzivu l'Tzanino. Where does that come from? The Shini is kind. So the Gemara says in Samachlomi that's from Peshu is Exela Shagazel. In Kain Shagazel, Yachsir Vim Lab Domin Baal Mabay Shlomi. The Chanim asked, Where does it say in that pasuk that a ganav is kind of the claim of a shimon? It says in the pasuk that you're not mekayim hashava after the shimon. The Torah said you have to be meishiv the gzeil, meishiv the gnevel. And if it's nishtane, then you're not mekayim mitzvah hashava, so then you have to pay for the gnevel. You have to pay for the gzeil. Okay, so you have to pay for the gzeil because you have no other way to be mekayim hashava. But why does that make the gzeil yours? Give back the gzeil also after the shimon. It's not yours. It still belongs to the bialim. And in addition, you have to pay for the gzeila because you have to do hashavas gzeila, either domim or the original gzeila, which is gone. Like, where does it say in the fact that once that the, where does it say in the fact that after shinu you have to use domim for mitzvah hashava, you can't do any more mitzvah hashava with the chayfetz itself? Where does it say that therefore you're kind of the chayfetz? Therefore, the ganav is kind of the chayfetz. Mechatesa. That by rights every gazlan should be kainu the chayetz, because the Torah gave him kinyon exela together with the chiyuv exela. Since there are chiyuv exela, chiyuv einsin imply that the ganav was kainu the exela to some degree. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin Betzim. That was Rav Steiner. How could you have a chiyuv einsin if you're not kainu the gneva? Rav takes it all the way. He says the imam is kainu the gneva. But the fact that you're kainu the gneva, normally if I'm watching, if something doesn't belong to me and it's nenas, then it's your tough luck, not my tough luck. If it's mine, then it's nenas, then it's my tough luck. And here's not the way. The ganav has something, he's watching it for the bialim, and then lightning strikes it. Why is it the bialim? Why is it the ganav's misfortune, not the bialim's? Al-Korchuk that the Nechiva Einstein says, it says that there's kinyonim. So says Rav Chanan, the kinyonig neva by rights should give it to the ganav completely. He should be kind of legame. Except the Torah says, Veheshiv, they have a mitzvah hashava, and the mitzvah hashava prevents the ganav from being kind of the gzeil, or the gazlan from being kind of the gzeil. The mitzvah hashava is meinea the gazlan from being kind. We'll get later to the sugya. This is very entwined in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, and later in the sugya Sashiri, but we'll be done maybe more when we get to, hopefully, to the Gemara of Shimon. Hopefully. So therefore, that's all as long as you have a mitzvah hashava. As long as you have a mitzvah hashava, so the chiyuv hashava is meneya the gazlin from being kind of the gzeil. But after the gzeil is nishtane, so now the mitzvah hashava no longer applies to the chayfetz, because it's not like the heishiv is a gzeila shegozel kein shegozel. It's no longer kein shegozel. Mitzvah hashava you're going to have to take out of your wallet. Mitzvah Hashavah you no longer have in this chayfetz. If you don't have Mitzvah Hashavah in this chayfetz, then you kind it with the kinyon exam. That's step one. That's the whole poshut of pshat in the din of shinui kind. Simple pshat. So they take that step further and they say that therefore Mitzvah Hashavah is only meinei the gazan from being kind to the extent that there's a Mitzvah Hashavah. But those things that are not covered by the mitzvah hashava, the gazlan is takakayim. So, for example, the Gemara says in Sadek Vov that if a gazlan is nene from the gzeila, normally if you nene from somebody else's property, we have the Gemara in case of the regal, you have to pay mashenene. Even if you don't have to give the mazik, you have to pay mashenene. Dov chotzer chaveri shlamidas. If it's gaver, if it's kaimel agra, and you're a gaver, the obed lamega, you have to pay because you have to pay mashenene. It's a din. You have to pay mashenene. So, what if somebody stole a car? And it's a car that's over the Megar, and he's a guy who always rents cars, and he has a stolen car, and he uses it to drive to work for the few weeks that he has it. And then later, he gets caught, and he has to pay for the car. Does he have to pay rental for all those days that he was driving the car? So the Gemara says in Sadek Vav, Beferish not. Ganav does not have to pay Mashenen. So Chayim says, why not? Like, where'd that disappear from? Where'd that disappear? You have to pay for the car, but meanwhile, you also net it from the car. Why don't you have to pay Mashenen? Say dachayin, because a gazlan be'etzim is the gazlan when he steals the car, he's kind of the car, except that the chiyuv hashava is meinei is kinyonim in the car. He can't be kind of the car because he has kinyonim in the car, because he has a chiyuv hashava in the car. But the chiyuv hashava is only that he has to return the car. There's no chiyuv hashava on the shtamshus, and therefore that is taka kinyon. The shtamshus in the car, the anof from the car, that there is no chiyuv hashava on, that is taka kinyon with the kinyon exactly. He has a chiyuv hashava, but he only has a chiyuv hashava We're doing Yiddish today. Mitvifel, as to the extent that he has a chiyuv hashav. But more than that, now. Abkan, that's the yeshiva shirek. And many others, this is the standard rate on Abkan and Kinyani Dev. So they would take that a step further, and we could say, just like when a gazlan is, after a gazlan steals something, he has Kinyani Gzela, the Bailam lose all schusei mammon in the chayfetz, other than that which is covered by the chiyuv hashav itself. So may Eish Mokum Loimar, that just like the Bailam can't be Tevei Hano, because that's not covered by the chiyuv hashav, they can't be Tevei Hezek either. Because that's not in the Chiyuv HaShav. Anything that's not part of the Chiyuv HaShav, the Bailam can't be Tevei. So if the Gazan, for example, is Mazik the car, the Bailam, they could be Tevei him. But they can be Tevei him inside the Chiyuv HaShav, because there's innovation of Zayel Shigozel, Kain Shigozel. And he has a Kabbalah, and he has an Achrayas to be Meshiv completely. And if he's Mazik it, then he has to pay the difference. And if he's Mazik it completely, and if it's a Shina, he has to pay for the whole thing. Okay, fine, whatever is covered by the Chiyuv HaShav, he has to pay. But the Bayim can't be Tevei him as Mazik, because a Mazik is a tiny Minachutz that's not included by the Heshiv HaSagzeilah. And anything that's not covered in the Heshiv HaSagzeilah, the Gazan Taka Kaina. Therefore, by ba'achiv ha'ochloi, somebody sold a neighbor, so there's a chiyuv hashava, one zuz. Now the thing's worth four zuz, and he breaks it. So fine. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi says he pays four zuz. So her, why does he pay four zuz? Because he's a mazik. Yeah, so, but the Rashi, the ritual they learned the Gemara not the way. The Pashut Pshat and the Gemara see it. No, he's only chayiv because of gzeila. V'shayit kagozola v'stam kol gazonim v'sham k'shas gzeila. He's chayiv mitzad the din gzeila. Because it's a shtashus bechet, it's a gzeila richta, and so on and so forth. Why not say he's chayav four zuz as mazik? The answer is you can't be tevei, the Bailam can't be tevei as mazik, because mazik is a tefiyah min achutz. It's not part of the veishiv as gzeila, and that's exactly the Bailam lost. As soon as the gazan was kain, as soon as the gazan stole it, he was kain everything outside, everything that's not covered under the chiyuv hashava. The four zuz is not in the chiyuv hashava. The chiyuv hashava is one zuz. How can you be tevei him four zuz as mazik? How can he be tevei the gazan force was as mazik? So definitely must introduce a new lomdus. No, not as mazik, but because the shvira is a shtarshis bechet in the original gzeila, and this becomes the chiyuv hashava. Now the chiyuv hashava is not one zuz. The chiyuv hashava itself becomes forces, because now that's the behishiv of gzeila shigazul. Because v'snan kol agazol m'sham k'shasa gzeila, and now the shasa gzeila is the shasa gzeila, the gemara of the gzeila, and the gemara of the gzeila is when he broke. This already will work for the Rashi and the Bezel Basuk. Here it doesn't matter if it's the Gazan himself or it's somebody else. Once the Gazan has stole the Chayfetz, he has in it, he's kind of everything in it except what's covered by the Hashava. So even if somebody else comes and breaks it, the Bayim can't be Tevei Mas Masik. Because maybe the Ganav could be Tevei Mas Masik. I mean, maybe the Ganav probably could have a tie, could be Tevei Mas Masik. But how could the Bayim be Tevei the Shani as Masik? Anything that's not covered by Chiyuv HaShava, the Gan of Rishon already was claiming. So the right to be Tevei the Hezek, that's not part of the Chiyuv HaShava, that the Gazan was already claiming. So why would the Sheni be Chayav to the Bailam? That bothered Rashi. So why is the Sheni claiming? Why is the Bailam able to be Tevei the Eichel? The Eichel is maximum a Mazik. That's not covered by the Chiyuv HaShava. The right to be Tevei a Mazik belongs to the Gazan, not to the Bailam. If Rashi has to say no, here also we say the same word. It's Ki'ilu Goizloim in that Bailam. Since it's a sof in the Maisik Zela, so you know it's two different people. So in Gnevi you can't do that, because that's the Gunav Beis Ish. You can't have that God of one does the beginning of the Gnevi and God of two does the end of the Gnevi. Because you need it to be Gunav Beis Ish. But they were just talking about Gzela, not talking about Gnevi. So in Gzela, if the Gazan Rishon started the Gzela, and the Gazan Sheni was Mashlin the Gzela, he was Mishtarish in the Gzela, and it's Nimsuk, it says Rashi, Nimsuk that he's Kilu Goizlim in the Bailam. And the Bailam Kitevei Mas Gazlan. But again, not as Mazik. Because it has to go into Chiyuv HaGazlan. Anything that's not Chiyuv HaGazlan, the Gazlan itself was already claimed. I have another mahalach on my sleeve that I want to talk to. I know I'm sure I haven't had a chance to see. I don't have a chance to see the Gemara Nine Basins and Hebron with the Ramban, the Thomas, about the book of the Palamur. The Palamur is altogether cryptic, but at least the Machamas. So let me talk, let's talk that through a little bit, because I think it might help us over here also. And also, it has to be, it also belongs to the Sugya, so we'll make that follow. So like this. We saw the Ritvim Ksuvus. Again, we'll start with Ritvim Ksuvus. The Ritvim Ksuvus says, the Tficha B'chayil is Mechayev. The Tficha B'chayil is Mechayev, the whole thing. And we saw that the Ra'ah and the Ritva, they bring it also B'Shem Rashi. Not only Ritva, but they're on the Ritva, bring it as Rashi's above. The Rashba in the Tshuva, it's Chelik Hei Simon Yud Zayin, asks on Rashi from the Gemara Sanhedrin. He says, the Rashba asks, one second. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, it says that if you steal a chavis in a machteris and you broke the chavis outside of the machteris, you're potter. What's the difference between stealing on Shabbos and breaking it on Sunday? And stealing on Shabbos, I mean, Tavech on Sunday, and what's the difference between stealing a behem on Shabbos and Tavech it on Sunday? And you're claiming that the Tvichel could be Mechayiv you, that's considered to be a Maisik Nevel, and it's Mechayiv you everything. Why is that any different than stealing in a Machteris, it's also Chivisa, and breaking it Bachutz? And there the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rava says that you're Potter. Says the Rashba, so here also you should be Potter. What's the Rashba talking about? So then what the Rashba is talking about is Machlekes Rishayim, how to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's Machlekes the Balamar and the Rambah. The Rashba is on the side of the Balamar. And Rashi is also on the side of the Balamar. What's the issue? The Gemara goes like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the Mishnah says that if he was Geisel Chavis, the Machteris, that he was Bob Machteris and he was Meshiber Es HaChavis, so he's Pot. It's Kimmel Drami. So Rav says that not only if he broke the chavis, but even if the chavis is be'en, Rav says that not only if you broke the chavis in the machteris, even if you took the chavis out, you're still potter. And Rav said that mistaber milsa the Rav, when you broke the chavis, the shishiber. But if the chavis is still be'en, why do you have to give it back? But for Lohi, Rav holds you don't have to give it back even if the Chavis is Ben. But even if the Chavis is Ben, you also don't have to give it back because Rav holds that you're claiming that every guy of his claiming the Chavis Lagarmit, and he doesn't have to give it back at all if it's Kimel Rabbanei. But for Lohi, Rav is wrong, says Rava. Rav is wrong, and you're only Potter if you broke it. You're only Potter if the Chavis is Ben, you're Chayim. You're only Potter if you broke it. So, there's two things in that sugya. There's one thing, which is the plain, certainly says in the Sugya, there's a machlokes is Rav and Rava when the Gzeila is Ben. When the Chavis is Ben, is the Kimli Rav and Ne'er. That's explicit, machlokes is Rav and Rava. But then there's another issue, which is that Rava says that Rav is at least right if you broke the Chavis. Rav is wrong if the Chavis is Ben. But Rav is right, the Rav is Mestaber if you broke the Chavis. That's how Rava begins. Mistava milsu the Rav. Rav makes sense if you broke the chavis, but if the chavis is be'en, it doesn't make any sense. But really, Kim Rav really said that even the chavis is be'en, but he's wrong. So what does Rava mean when he said that Rav is right if you broke the chavis, but he's wrong if the chavis is be'en? So many Rishonim, Rashi, the Balamor, this Rashi and the Shulchan learn that it means that Rav is right if he broke the Chavis, even if he broke the Chavis out of the Machteris. And the main thing that's driving that is, if he broke the Chavis in the Machteris, I don't need Rav, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shibas HaChavis is Potter. So if Rav is saying, Mistav and Milsa the Rav is Shibar, he can't mean inside the Machteris, that's not Milsa the Rav, that's the Mishnah. So when it says Mistav and Milsa the Rav is Shibar, it must mean he broke the Chavis outside of the Machteris. And others, the Ramban primarily, says, no, that doesn't make any sense. If he broke the chavis out of the machteris, he's certainly chayiv. Since he has to give the chavis back, Rav disagrees with the Rav. Rav is wrong. the chavis is around, you have to give it back. Well, if the chavis, if you have to give the chavis back when it's around, then if you break it, you're chayiv. So that's the second very deep machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Then Mr. the Ramban asks on this whole school, Rashi, the Balamor, the Rashi, all these Rishonim hold that if you break the Chavis Bachutz, you're also Pater. The Ramban asks them from Tavre Shasir. He says, what are you talking about? This is a Pasha, the case of Tavre Shasir. Meaning, what does it say in Tavre Shasir? That if you stole something, so you chayv onesos, then if you break it, the Shir itself is mechayv, you forces. Doesn't matter, Lomdus, let's say Masik, the Ramban maybe holds it to Din Masik. But says in our Gemara that the Shvira of Exel is a Mechai, it's Mechai of forces, your Chai of forces. So he says, over here, this Chavis, if it's Be'en, who does it belong to? The Bailam. Rav holds not, but Rav is wrong. Beloi, Rav is wrong. The Chavis is around, you have to give it back to the Bailam. So whose Chavis is this? It's the Bailam's Chavis. And it's not in the Macheres anymore, you're outside of the Macheres. Now you come, you take the baseball bat, you bash the Chavis. Whose Chavis are you breaking? You're breaking the Chavis of the Bailam. So it's, yes, it's true, you already stole it, but it still belongs to the Bailam. So it's like anything, if I steal something that still belongs to the Bailam, it still belongs to the Bailam, and if I break it, the breaking it is mechayim. So this is exactly the same thing. I stole something, yes, I stole it from Machteris. Had I broken it from Machteris, I'll be bothered. But I didn't break it in the Machteris, I took it out. Once I take it out, I'm no longer a Reidif. The Chavis still belongs to the Bailam, because Rav is wrong. The Chavis has to go back to the Bailam. Now, one fine day, a week later, I take a bath, I break the Chavis, says Rav, says the Ramban, that's Mamish Tavar Shasi, about it's mechayim. That's a very big tiny. What are these? All these Rishonim who don't hold that way and hold the Tavar Shasi is that who hold it that if you shove the Chavis, if you're Meshava the Chavis Bachutz, you're Potter. The Ramban's question is very glaring. What happened to the Din of Tavar Shasi? Why is that different than Tavar Shasi? So the first thought that comes to mind is that actually this is all connected with Yimei Moshe. Is Tavar Shasi a new Maisik Zeila or a Hemshech of the old Maisik Zeila? Maybe you could say, yeah, Tavar Shasi is not a new, if Tavar Shasi was a new Mechayev, a new Maisik Mazik, then the Ramban would be right. Well, are we right? It's a new Maisik Mazik, and I'm not above Machteres anymore, so I'm Chayev. But maybe all these Yishayim hold, like the Yimei Moshe, like Rav Chaim, like we saw anyway, Rashi and Yishayim, maybe they all hold the Tavar Shasi not a new Maisa Mazik, it's a Hemshech of the original Gneva. Since it's a Hemshech of the original Gneva, so if the original Gneva was with the Chiyav Misu, the Kimelib de Ravmine, so the Tavar Shasi can't be Lechayev more than the original Gneva. That's Lechara, first Machshava Rishon. That's good. And it's very geschmack because they're a master shitosa. We saw the Ramban ben Bava Metzia Mem Gimel. Where's what's the chiddush of Rabba? It's poshut to Maila Memra, and we will die from the Ramban. What do you mean? It's a great big chiddush. It's a hemshich of the Maisik Zeila and the Shtarish Vached. Big chiddushim over here. There says the Ramban learns like the chiddush Heran, like the Mukhi Yosef, that base medrash, that it's a regular, that it's just a Maisa Masik. So Ramban understood Tavar Shasi is a Masik for Alma. So he has Tavar Shasi is a Masik for Alma. So over there also, Yishiv Chayim was a Masik. And Rashi, Balamor, the Ritva, all these Yishayim, maybe they hold that Tavar Shasi is not a new Maisa Masik, it's a Hemshech of the original Maisa Gneva. So by Tavar Shasi, by Agamor, there was no Kimel Ramane. So you had one Zuz, now you have four Zuz. It's a Mishtarish Bechet. The Chiyav goes from one Zuz to four Zuz. But in a case where the original Maisa Gneva was B'machteres, so there's Kimel Ramane and the original Maisa Gneva, the original Maisa Gneva can't be Mechayim Me, so Tavar Shasi can't be Mechayim Me either. So that's good as far as it goes. However, still a problem, which is, okay, but let's be mechayev and masmasik. Like, why not? Let's be mechayev and masmasik. Which is, of course, very similar to what we ask in the Gemara itself. In the Gemara, why do you have to come out this fancy din of Vayishayitik HaGazulot? Let's be mechayev and masmasik. But all the answers that we gave so far are not going to help here at all. Because up till now, we had the Gemara Metzia. What happened? Why not just be mechayev and masmasik? So we had a few mahalachim. We had a mahalach maybe because after Yush, the Gazan was kainit. Or maybe in general, every Gazlan has Kinyon Egzela, and since he has Kinyon Egzela, so it's really kind of everything except what's covered by the Chiyav HaShava, so you can't be Mechayim HaMasmazik. However, there, by Bava Machteres, since the original Mnei was Kimelei Rabine, so Pastor says, well, maybe it's not so positive. But Rabbi Kreger said that if you don't have by when you maybe we'll say not like Rabbi Kreger. Maybe it's totally Rabbi Kreger. The Chora, the Gazan over there, since he was going of it b'Shabbos, he doesn't have Kinyon Exela. Because he doesn't have Chiyuvig Exela. If he doesn't have Chiyuvig Exela, Rabbi Kreger said you don't get Kinyon Exela. So if you don't get Kinyon Exela, so then it's like, so then you're not kind of everything. So let's be Mechayim and Masa Masa. Yeah, Ishlod the Madova, where I said Rabbi Kreger is not so posh. Maybe because they're not like Rabbi Kreger. Maybe you can have Kinyon Exela even though you don't have Chiyuvig Exela. Kinyon Egneva, even though they're not Chiyuvig Egneva. So even though he's solo on Shabbos, so he doesn't have Chiyuvig Egneva, because of Kimel Dabine, but maybe he still has Kinyon Egneva. And since he has Kinyon Egneva, he's kind of everything except what's covered by the Chiyuv HaShava. And therefore, you can't be Tavei and Mazik. Yeah, but it's very not possible. If he doesn't have Kinyon, if he has Kinyon Egneva and he doesn't have Chiyuvig Egneva, then he should be kind of the Chayfus like Shino. And that would already be Rabbi. We don't hold like Rabbi. We're going to get messed up over here. If we're going to posit that you can have Kinyon Egneva, have Chiyuvig Egneva, and we're going to also posit that this word that anything less than not covered by the Chiyuv HaShava, the Gazan is already kind of up to and including the Chayfetz itself, and that's why he can't be Tevei and Dinei Mazik, because it's not included. He can only be Tevei the Chiyuv HaShava. Then we'll come out with a strange thing that if you steal that when a Gazan steals a Chavis in a Machteres. So he does not. So he has Kinyon Egneva. He does not have Chiyuv Egneva. He's kind of everything that's not covered by the Chiyuv Egneva, which he doesn't have. So he should be kind of the Chavis itself. Well, that might be a nice theory for Rav, but it's not good in Rav. It's Veloy. Rav says that it's not true. Not kind of the Chavis itself. So either because the guy is not kind of everything that's not covered by the Hashava, or because he doesn't have Kinyon Egneva, he doesn't have Chiyuv Egneva. Kach and kach. But we foreclosed the door on that mahal. Okay, this got a little complicated. This last little piece. But basically, the question is, the Maharman's question is very strong. Why, when you steal something in Machteres, now you took it out, you have to give it back. The Rav is wrong, but you have to give it back. So when you break it, how can all these Rishonim say that you're potter? Because that you're potter, says the Maharman, what do you mean? Mainly the original Gnei was Kimli Rabbani, but now you have a new Tavra Eishasya. And even if we'll say with Yom Moshe that Tav Shasi is a hemshich of the original Masik Neva, and if a Tav Shasi can't be mechayev him, but typically that he has a chiyum that he's a mazik. And again, pashtus is the answers that we gave for the Gemara of Metzion why you can't be mechayev him as a mazik. Because after Yish maybe, or because in general the Gazan has kinyon exhale that prevent him from that allow him to be kinder to absorb everything except what the Hashava covers. All those ma'akev the chay don't apply. They don't apply over here. Because since he was Geizel on Shabbos, he does not have Kinyon Exela. That's number one. Number two, yeah, there's a Stir in Rashi. This is really the Rashba's kasha. Rashi in Ksuvah says, not an Arab printed Rashi, but they're all in the Ritva, the Rashba, they all had a Rashi that said in Ksuvah, like the Ritva, that if he was going to be Shabbos with Tavach V'Chayil, so the Tficha is Mechayivim, like Tavach V'Shasa. How does that stem with Rashi in Sanhedrin, who holds like the Balamor and the Rashba and so on, that if he was gone up a machteres and he was tava chutz la machteres, he has to pay for breaking the chavis? Isn't that exactly the same? Gone up a Shabbos with tava b'chol, or gone up a machteres with shibur b'chutz. That's the Rashba and the Shuba. That's his time. These are exactly analogous cases. The Maisa Gneva was kimel d'rabanei, but later there was a tavre shasir. Yeah, we're running out of time, so I'm just going to stop at this point. So just add an animation, we'll continue tomorrow. But these are the two in Rashi over there. These are the two problems. Number one, the Ramban's Hasoga from Tavra Shasir, and number two, the steer in the two Rashis. Now the emes of the Balmor addresses the Tavra Shasir part. The Balmor is the Holarichus. The Balmor is Sosim Mechos the Mechai. What he's saying, that I'm not going to address. And instead, this year when we did the Sugi Bama Machteres, so then. Maybe I'll stick it in the notes. But I'm not going to talk about the Balamar. Balamar is a whole complicated mahalach that really can be Rabbanei is even if the Chavis is the end, you don't have to give it back. Rav really agrees. It's only the Rabbanon. Rav is only Chaluk and Rabbi Rabbanon. And since only Midrabbanon, they were only Geizer when the Chavis is the end. But if the Chavis is broken, then you revert back to the Deraisa. And the Deraisa level, Rav is Taka right. It's all complicated. Mahalach. Rashi didn't say a word of that in Sanhedrin. Rashi should have said it. If he was going with this very strange Balamor, but if Rashi was going with that Balamor, then that's a lot. That's Alreg Lachas, that's the Balamor. That the whole Machalik is Rav and Rav is only Midrabbonim. Midrais Rav is right. He's claiming the Chavis. It's only Midrabbonim. The Rabbonim said you have to give the Chavis back. So they only said you have to give the Chavis back if it's Ben. If the Chavis is broken, you don't have to give it back. Okay. If Rashi thought that way, Rashi wouldn't have said that. So Hadra Kushal Duchta. Well, what happened to Tarva Shasi over here? The Ramban Sasoga. And number two, Steer Rashi. Why is Ganav B'Shabbos V'Tolach B'Choil different than Ganav B'Macheres V'Shibe B'Chutz? So I want to talk that through. And maybe Mitoch HaDvarim will have maybe another way to tackle the Gemara B'Metzia. Why the Gemara has to come out of this fancy word of Tarva Shasi V'Shayk Tika Gozula? Why not a Pasha Tuchi of Masak? Oh, there's a Suda. When will the Suda be finished? What time is the Suda?